This is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is Eddie Greer, the third host of this K-State podcast, all things K-State sports. Now I'm sitting outside the podcast studio, or at least where we're calling it here in Casey, Missouri, is a lot of snow out here, folks. Yep, a lot of snow out here, folks, here on this Saturday. The last Saturday, the last day of November, November 30th, 2024, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, whether that is football later on tonight. Yeah, probably just killed any chances going out later. Is I got to beat the pick. But anyways, let's just get on to K-State football all the way to cross country, men's cross country. And of course, don't forget about the track team later on coming up in the spring. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for hanging out with yours truly on this Thanksgiving weekend. Right on into it, postcast of K-State Women's Volleyball came to a wrap last night out in Manhattan, Kansas, as it's getting this share of snow as well. It's probably going to fall over here, but it's not going to even stop. These weather people, I tell you. But anyways, not trying to get far off. I know it's snowing in Manhattan right now as well, and BYU dropped the snow on K-State Women's Volleyball last night in four sets to put the close the curtain on the 2024 Kansas State Women's Volleyball team. Despite the usual Aaliyah Carter and Izzy Suyetsky, double-doubles from both of them on senior night. Of course, they're both honored in that as well. Ella Larkin, Molly Ramsey. I know I'm leaving out two more as well, but it's a shame that they lost in four sets. BYU came in here, looked like it was ranked. Actually, they're receiving votes, actually, so they were just outside the top 25 in the women's volleyball top 25 poll. And you would think that seniors out with another upset win would do the trick there, and K-State Women's Volleyball ends up losing the last two games of the 2024 season. This one to BYU at home last night in four sets. K-State ended up winning the second set, but BYU winning the first, third, and eventually the fourth sets there as well. Aaliyah Carter, right? Let's go back to her real quick. 16 years on this women's volleyball team, right? And fortunately, we'll get to the record in a minute. 15 kills, 12 digs, 33rd double-double performance as a K-Stater, and more than likely her last there as well. Carter will finish second all time in school history with 1,839 points. 1,839 kills. the other AC squared, Anaya Clinton at 12 more. That was her fifth consecutive match with 10 kills or more. Meg Brown ends the 2024 season on a heater with another double-double. Not double-double, 11 there as well. Izzy, what a ray of sunshine there as well. She was good, really good last year, first year at K-State, but damn, she was really, really, really good this year. Izzy Swietzki, final match as well as a winner Wildcat uniform, 49 assists on the night, 10 digs, 14th double-double. That led all of her teammates this year in that category. And Swietzki, and we'll go out. I might be close to the last name. Like I usually say on this podcast, for those of you new to this podcast, we roll the punches here on this show. But anyways, Swietzki will finish 7th in school history with 1,795 assists. Ella Larkin, 12th match this year with 20 or more digs. She will wrap up her short tenure at Kansas State as well. There as well. So, yeah. Well, what I'm looking at? Meg Brown was one of the newcomers from the transfer portal for Jason Mansfield, head coach of the women's volleyball team. They have Aaliyah Carter, Liz Goryowski. Unfortunately, had her season cut short due to a season-ending injury. Ella Larkin, Molly Ramsey, and Izzy. The seniors, unfortunately, don't go out with a win, but man, it's been really fun to follow this whole core. In I know, in particularly, yeah, we talk about Carter and Sweet Izzy a lot this throughout the year on this podcast. It's the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. It'll snow Saturday, baby. Yes, it's snowing, and where the truck's at. So, yeah, that it got dicey out there. Yeah, the short time I was out there, yeah, this is probably not the smartest idea. And I'm glad I didn't go downtown, because this would have been really dicey. So, I don't know for the rest. I don't know. We'll see. I know they were calling here in Kansas City, Missouri area, 1 to 3 inches. It don't feel like that right now. But the BYU, though, hands K-State. Another loss, the regular season finale loss, 4-1 last night out in Manhattan, Kansas, was also currently getting snow at the moment, and that's going to be falling over here as well. Jason Mansell, head coach of the volleyball team there, what's this round out? I'm going to actually go, since this is a senior late Layton podcast, we're going to go to him to talk. He talked about his senior class led by Izzy and Aaliyah Carter. Quote, "This senior class is truly special. Many of them transferred in and played a key role in turning this program around. They'll always mean a lot to me because I had the opportunity to coach them, whether for 1 year or two. We're really going to miss them, not just in matches, but outside the gym as well. Their personalities and character brought so much to this program. I feel incredibly fortunate to have coached such a great group of people," end quote, there as well. I saw something here, yeah, so, yeah, already said that, let's see, I think we covered it, yeah, we covered it all right here. I just wanted to make sure that we covered pretty much mostly everything there. Yeah, so, again, it's been, man, I wish, you know, again, with my circumstances, you know, I wasn't able, well, for going all back to late last year at this moment in time, you know, wish we had a chance to go out, or wish I had a chance to go out there to see at least one volleyball match. That did not happen, obviously, but I only can watch highlights and hop on ESPN Plus, Bitro Now Network, to see what they're up to there. We have, obviously, this podcast will cover all things K-State sports. This team was finished top half of the league, right? BYU, coming in the beginning of the week, was right behind them. I have to check the last final volleyball standings momentarily here as K-State wraps up the 2024 season last night. 10-17 overall, 8-10 to close out the Big 12. Again, this is the Pro Project Podcast for a couple more minutes on senior night. Women's volleyball team K-State losing to BYU last night. Eddie Greer III here for this podcast here. Let me see if I can pull it up. Nice to have that save right there as well. All right, so taking attention now to the final, at least regular standings as well. And let's see, so K-State, for all purposes, did finish top half of the league there, 8-10 in the conference play. BYU jumped them right behind Arizona. You beat Arizona at the beginning of the year, or towards the back end of the year. You lost, that loss to Colorado kind of hurt right there. I haven't paid much attention to Carl volleyball. I only know my team, right? So it is what it is. But yeah, Aaliyah Carter has been with this program throughout. Obviously, Susie Fritz era, the end of that. And now you bring in a new coach in the area there, how she's going to feel and all that. And this year, you know, I'm not going to throw Coach Mansfield under the bus, but Sada got kind of called out. Oh, that got dicey there. See, I'm telling you where the snow truck's at, baby, on his podcast. But, you know, yeah, I know. But back to Carter, I lost train of thought there. Yeah, but you thought that, you know, like she got caught out slightly a little bit there. But probably since that time, she really turned up. Lizzie Grawski was playing very well. One of the new transfers that Jason Mansfield brought in this year to help out this team. And also Meg Brown as well. So Aaliyah Carter has been through it all, right? The end of the Fritz era, beginning of the Jason Mansfield era, she turned it up a wick. And again, I started to mention Ayoka Lee at the beginning of this episode. These two ladies right here, woo, they are going to leave a legacy They're K-State legends for sure. Obviously, Ayuka Lee, they're just getting going with their basketball season and kind of starting to get going with their basketball season. Their team right now 6-1. Aaliyah Carter's team finishing up the year 10-17. Right, so yeah. All in all, man, it is. We started this podcast just about the time Aaliyah Carter started her career at K-State. It has been obviously a joy to have followed her throughout K-State. I thought she was gone. I thought she was gone last year, but her decision to come back really stunned me. But she wanted to win games. She wanted to be a part of this group. Obviously, you hear the term family around K-State. It's what it is. Bill Steiner termed it family. And whether it's the football team trying to upset Iowa State later on the night in Farmageddon, anything else like that, it's been a pleasure just to follow her career from day one of this podcast. So we the Purple Project Podcast and Aaliyah Carter have something in common. We started this podcast around COVID season, and we knew that Texas game. That Texas game was something else, baby. She turned up at Texas when she was freshman, but yeah, I knew that girl's something, man. That girl's something. But yeah, to everything else, Izzy, again, if not, ooh, definitely top two favorites from last year. She transferred in last year, was one of Coach Mansfield's new transfers in the K-State, and damn, She's a baller. She's a baller, man. So I know I'm trying not to get too sentimental on here, but we was winning volleyball team. But it's been a joy just to I know we're not in Manhattan, obviously, followed closely, but you know, in and out highlights and watching this team here and there this year and covering this team a little bit. Yeah, I mean there are definitely some missed opportunities for sure, but overall, you mean, hey, man, it's still a work in progress with this team, and very interested. I better not turn the page yet, but obviously, we'll talk more about this team over on the Audio Boom app. Oh my goodness, Podbean app next week, hopefully with Alex Aiden. So I'm shooting for two episodes over there next on the show. But anyways, L. Larkin, obviously Meg Brown. And let's not forget about Molly Ramsey. I think came in the same time as Aaliyah Carter. I think, or a year later, she was quietly got a lot of playing time late in the year as well. So shout out Molly Ramsey as well. I think she and Aaliyah Carter came at the same time, if not 1 year later. So yeah, let's not forget about her as well. So definitely, congratulations to the seniors there. Unfortunately, we didn't win last night, but hey, you know, they each of them this year prove a part to try to turn this volleyball team around. Aaliyah Carter has been through pretty much the transition period. I probably throw in Molly Ramsey as well, as they've been with the this transition period with the end of the Susie Fritz era, and then you bring in a new coach. I mean, tends to I want to do this, especially now in the era of college athletics that, you know, I don't want to play for this coach. I'm transferring out. Aaliyah Carter could have easily went pro. Molly Ramsey, she could have transferred out, right? But they stay with it, and they're going to be monumental pieces, given each and every one of their roles. Obviously, Aaliyah Carter, we talk a lot about Aaliyah Carter every show, but yeah, let's not forget about Molly Ramsey as well. So definitely, yeah, Molly Ramsey, she came in. I remember announcing that way back in the first year of this podcast too. So yeah, definitely, it's been a pleasure to once again cover another, well, yeah, to follow another season of K-State women's volleyball. Unfortunately, they lose on senior night. They go down at home in 4 sets to BYU, 3-1. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. When I have a chance to record K-State content, man, it's starting to slow up a little bit outside. Riding-wise, that's another adventure there. That's a hell no, because obviously K-State plays later on tonight, so K-State's got a chance to play. Spoiler, we'll be watching that as well. We'll just gotta have to monitor tomorrow of the roads. The snow is supposed to be out, but I know there's snow still coming up from the west side. I mentioned Manhattan earlier about that, so We'll see if any more snow falls, but it's an adventure out here driving around this stuff. So with no, I don't get it. But that's just another podcast for another day. But anyways, Alex, I mentioned Alex Aiden over in the Podbean app. We're gonna try to get 2 episodes next week. We will revisit the volleyball season over on the Podbean. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. GRIER number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast there. It's been a while over there, so we're gonna definitely strive to get Alex on there. We'll hop over there next week. We'll talk football. Whatever happens tonight with Iowa State, we'll have that. We'll give Alex thoughts on the basketball, men's basketball team, and women's basketball team. And, of course, revisit the women's volleyball season. That's going to wrap things up on a senior postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. You're in any one of those areas, Manhattan, KC, or Ames. Stay safe out there, folks. Stay safe out there, folks. You only do what you got to do. And so, hopefully, as we wrap this thing up, snow has lighted up definitely for sure. So we'll see what happens this weekend. But anyways, enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving weekend. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Gets.